Thanks for joining a couple of 90s kids. You're listening to Stuck in My Generation. All right, this is definitely one you're going to want to listen to in your car or on some speakers, not headphones, because you're going to hear some road noise. I just figure, like, why not record while I'm making a long trip on a highway that is pretty safe to just hold the steering wheel with one hand, hold a microphone with my plug-on recorder on the other. Thank God for the Tascam DR10X. It enables me to record anywhere I go, whenever I want, all the time. So I want to talk a little bit about some music news, why I'm encouraged by Pearl Jam's new album, why I'm encouraged about it, I should say. We'll touch on some other stuff. I want to touch on some new metal, the resurgence of new metal. I want to touch on Korn. Not much to talk about with Korn, but I will say, speaking of new metal, I'll get there. New metal, Korn, Limp Bizkit, I'll get there. I want to talk first about a band that has, like, really taken me by storm, and that band is Idols. Now, I know I'm late to the party, but the band Idols, I-D-L-E-S, is intriguing to say the least. I don't think I've ever quite heard anything like this band, and I did try probably 6 months ago. I put them on shuffle. And do you ever just have a moment where you're like, I'm going to give this band a shot? And you go to listen to them and, like, that just was not the right day to do that. That's what happened with me and Idols. It was not the correct day to put that band on. You know, some days I wake up and I want to hear Motown. Some days I wake up and I want Kings of Leon. Some days I wake up, I want Childish Gambino. Some days I wake up and I want the heaviest fucking thrash metal I can possibly stuff into both of my ears. Some days it's all Fiona Apple. It's just whatever mood I'm in is what kind of music I want. If I wake up a little bit pissed or wake up energized, I typically go to metal. If I wake up calm, I go to Kings of Leon or Fiona Apple. If I wake up thinking about how fucking old I've gotten, I'll put on some grunge or some 90s shit to kind of transport myself back in time when I had no grays, no dad bod, and could see all of my dick. That's what I do. I'll go to the 90s. And this particular day with Idols, it just wasn't working. It wasn't for me. And then they came out with this new album, Tank, and they came out with the track Dancer. And Dancer got me going. It got me moving. It got me dancing. So I was like, okay, this band, maybe there's some potential here. Then they came out with the single Gift Horse off the same, you know, new album. And I was like, okay, this one's fucking good too. Two banger singles. What am I missing here? 6 months ago, I put this band on and wasn't feeling it. So what did I do wrong? Was I in the wrong mood? The answer was yes, I was in the wrong mood. So what I have done is I have taken every single track by this band and did something I haven't done in probably 10 years. I burnt an MP3 CD because I recently got a new-to-me 2013 Hyundai Elantra. What a fucking banger of a car this is. I got this thing for like $6,000, has 41,000 miles on it. Banger! Banger! And the CD player, which I'm happy enough about a CD player for God's sakes, but it plays MP3s. So I made me an Idols MP3 disc. I just put every track on there. I didn't even bother with files. I just took every track, threw on this thing, and luckily, thanks to the tracks being numbered, I listened to the first track off each album, then the second track off each album. You get where I'm going. It's track one 5 times, track two 5 times, so on and so forth. What a great fucking band this is. I have come to find, once I got turned on to their music by the new album and the Tiny Desk concert, which was amazing, it turns out that day where I could find nothing I was in the mood for by Idols, turns out I like every single song. Every fucking song is absolutely fantastic. There's not a bad track in their discography. Not a bad track in the whole discography. Every song, absolutely fantastic for what I'm into these days. This is the best new rock band I've heard in quite some time since Spirit World dropped Death Western in November of, I don't know if it was 23 or 22. But anyways, I think that album's been out for over a year. This is an exciting band, Idols is. So I'm really pumped about that. So if you want to know what I've been jamming nonstop because it starts playing every time I get in my car, that would be Idols. I cannot recommend them more than I am recommending them now. They have instantly, and this is glowing, because I listen to music from the time I wake up till the time I usually get home. Let's just say I listen to music from like 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So a solid 11 hours of music a day, or podcasts. Sometimes it's podcasts, but music, definitely I spend a lot of time, and I spend a lot of time looking for new music. I spend a lot of time looking for music that I would enjoy that I don't already enjoy. So yeah, that's Idols. Big praise. Top five all-time bands already. That's how much I love the shit. Moving forward, Pearl Jam's coming out with a new album. And I can't lie, I don't get excited about new Pearl Jam albums. I get intrigued. Like when Gigaton came out in 2020, I was definitely intrigued. So I listened to that. I thought it was pretty decent. But I didn't get pumped about it because I think the first track to come out was Dance of the Clairvoyant, or plural, clairvoyance, I can't remember. But like, that was weird, you know, and Pearl Jam have their weird moments. And overall, the discography is fine. Like, I like Pearl Jam. I like their albums more than I like a lot of bands' albums. But again, I don't get excited about them because it's been a long time since they've dropped a banger. It's just been a while. I thought Backspacer was a banger. That I love that album. But still, it's still, you know, not enough for me to think about very often. Like, Pearl Jam doesn't demand my attention, and they haven't since No Code. No Code, probably my favorite Pearl Jam album. 10 would be if it wasn't so overplayed and legendary, but the legendary albums, like, how many times over 30 fucking years can you listen to one album? But anyways, they dropped two singles off the album Dark Matter, both of which I highly enjoy. So I am actually looking very, very forward to this album. I don't think it's going to be an album that, again, demands my attention long term. I just don't see it. I don't think it's going to be a thing. But I think that it could be the best album since No Code. Based off the first two singles, it does sound like it has the potential to be the best new album since No Code. So I am, fingers crossed, pretty excited about that. Eminem is also rumored to drop a new album. I will say that Eminem's a little bit of a different story compared to Pearl Jam. Eminem, I didn't get excited about any new albums for a long time. Like, Eminem was one of those things, like, I had a big Eminem phase early on in his career. The Marshall Mathers LP was fantastic. I think that is shared by anyone who enjoys hip-hop. Fantastic album. Slim Shady LP was just okay to me. And everything after Marshall Mathers LP was, like, solid. You know, solid for a long time until, what, Revival, probably? And Revival came out, and I could not get down with that shit at all. I just didn't like it. But I'm tempted to go back and try again. But Revival didn't get me. But then I heard a single track off of Kamikaze, and I think that album got dropped without a single. I think it just fell out of nowhere. And the moment I put that thing on, which I'm in the minority here, I don't think a lot of people love that album. I thought Kamikaze, Kamikaze, I was getting ready to say some big words. I'm still going to say some big words, but they're going to be a little less big. Kamikaze is my second favorite all-time Eminem album. Fucking, I just think it's a banger. When he's spitting and being pissed and not trying to be funny, he wasn't really trying to be funny on Kamikaze at all. And I, you know, funny early Eminem is great, but piss the fuck off Eminem is where it's at for me, because I love speed rapping. I love anger rap. I don't know what else to call it. I love that album. Lucky You is still like one of the best rap songs I've ever heard in my life. I could put Kamikaze on it anytime and be fucking happy. So then he dropped Music to Be Murdered To or something like that. I don't know. I'm driving, for God's sakes. Forgive me for my mistakes. Oh, hallelujah. Anyways, I grew up in an apostolic church. Sorry about that. I'm not into organized religion anymore, if that means anything or not. But I don't know what to think about this album, because I didn't really listen to Music to Be Murdered by whatever the fuck. Didn't hear that very much. I listened to it once or twice. It didn't do the same thing to me as Kamikaze, and I moved on. But this album, I've got a good feeling about. Don't know what's going to be on it. Don't know much about it at all, but I don't know. I just trust Eminem for the most part. Like, Kamikaze was a banger. I think the one after that was supposedly pretty good, but not really so much for me. And I just missed my turn. That's fantastic. Anyways, wow, that was fucked up. I'm still encouraged that A, he's dropping an album, and B, it's not a surprise. Like, we know it's coming. I assume there's going to be a single dropped off of it. I don't know that to be sure, but I assume we'll get a single. And that it's just exciting to know that, you know, more new music's coming in 2024 from artists that I grew up with. And, you know, back to the new metal thing, Korn claim they're making the heaviest album they've made in a long time. I don't quite know how to take that, because I thought their last one was pretty heavy. Korn's not a band that really aged well for me for a while. I liked them for like a 3 or 4 album run in the beginning, and then I completely fell off the planet Earth as far as Korn is concerned. I just was not much of a fan. And I recently, because of the resurgence in new metal, which I was talking to my wife the other day, and it's like, everything definitely comes full circle, because when I was in high school in the mid to late 90s, there were a lot of Grateful Dead shirts, a lot of people loved The Doors and Led Zeppelin, and so we're talking about music that mostly is 20 years our senior, and you know, that it seems like there's a 20-year thing, and I feel like Nirvana got that treatment longer than 20 years, but kind of 20 years. You know, for the past 5 or 7 years, you've seen a lot of Nirvana shirts, and younger generation into Nirvana and so on and so forth. And I think new metal has like now passed Nirvana to become that 25 year later genre of music that people are like discovering and getting into. And it's a little bit shocking, because I hated new metal. Again, when it first came out, it was new and fresh. I owned the first, 3 Limp Bizkit albums. I owned the first 3 or 4 Korn albums. System of a Down, if you want to call them new metal, I don't know if I would call them that. Maybe it is. I don't know. They're a band I loved every album of and did not deviate from whatsoever. But, so, you know, all of a sudden, this new metal resurgence is happening, and guess what? I'm that young kid that's taking part of it. Like, that new Limp Bizkit album came out called Still Sucks. I loved it. I was surprised that I loved it, But also, before that came out, I listened to Gold Cobra shortly before it came out, knowing that the new album was coming out. And I was like, Gold Cobra is a fucking banger. That album is absolutely banging. So all of a sudden, I went from liked, not loved, but liked Limp Bizkit on their first three albums. Then I became too cool for school and did not like Limp Bizkit for a long time until this new album came out a year or so ago. Still sucks. Might have been 2 years ago at this point. But all of a sudden, I'm finding the appreciation for music that I didn't love before. And so then Korn became kind of cool to me. Like, I listened to all of their albums and like picked out a handful of songs. I was like, damn, this shit's good. Like, Korn kind of held up over the years. They are a pretty impressive band. Limp Bizkit is better now than they've ever been. Especially if you want to go check out the YouTube videos of them performing in Argentina and Chile, and like, they are absolutely killing it. The crowds are loving them. It's kind of exciting to see. And anytime I can enjoy more music, I don't care who it is. If I can add more music that I enjoy to my arsenal, it's a good thing. There's no shame in liking any music. There just isn't. Even if it's just not technically like good music per the standard of like reviewers or fancy pants fucking hypercritical music fans. Like, music is music. If you can find something good about music, enjoy it. Like, just seriously enjoy it. And now all of a sudden, nu metal is enjoyable to me. Not all of it. I don't think I'll ever get into Stained or Seether or Hinder. I don't even know if that's nu metal. But all that shit, like, it, you know, it's got to be a pretty good band to begin with. And Limp Bizkit were huge. Korn were huge. System of a Down were huge. Linkin Park were huge. And I had a Linkin Park moment in the past 3 or 4 years where I listened to their stuff and thought, okay, this is better than I remember. Again, anytime you can add anything to your arsenal, anytime you can go back, listen to something that you may not have liked that much in the past, and then all of a sudden you do, the more music in my library, the better. I'll just leave it at that. And Limp Bizkit is all of a sudden one of my favorite bands as far as live acts go, to watch on YouTube and watch them pump crowds up and just go kind of crazy. I love it. Nothing wrong with it. So what? I mean, Creed's coming back and I don't love them, and I don't think it's possible that I can. Just not a thing. But again, I owned their first two or three albums back in the day, because when grunge ended, like, you know, we were all scrambling to find something that we could resonate with. And I, you know, I was into pop punk and punk, but I also like the heavier side of shit and the more melodic side of shit. And grunge had filled both of those roles for me. And when it was gone, you know, nu metal was something to at least explore. And I explored it and enjoyed some of it. Now, so more than ever, except, you know, with the bands I said I liked and not much else. But some of those bands have stood the test of time for sure. For sure. Anyways, not a whole lot else to talk about. I was excited for Pearl Jam. The nu metal thing, it intrigues me. The fact that there are people out there that are really enjoying that are younger than me now, because these bands are not young anymore. Limp Bizkit's got a big old gray beard. These guys are fucking, you know, they're old enough to be grandparents. They're in their 50s. That's grandparenting age, maybe young grandparenting age, but it's grandparenting age. Funny enough, I graduated with some folks that became grandparents in their mid to late 30s. Fuck that. Fuck that. No thanks. Anyways, let me know what you think about the new Pearl Jam singles that have dropped. Are you excited for the new Eminem album? Are you excited about the new Korn album? What are you excited about? I'm excited about a lot of things in music. I'm just, every year I get to be on this planet and hear more music is a year that is fantastic. See you guys next time. Just wanted to share some thoughts with you. Curse a little bit. Waste zero time by getting shit accomplished while driving. What else can you do while driving? Can't even jerk off while driving. Too dangerous. Roadhead, dangerous. Podcasting, not so dangerous. See you guys next time. Thank you for listening to Stuck in My Generation. Again, if you want to suggest bands for us to listen to, send it over to stuckinmygeneration@gmail.com.